Good morning, everybody. I have a question for you. If somebody came to your house right now and knocked on the door that either you didn't know at all, but you had heard about, or you might have met once or twice before, but you really didn't know the person really well. But anyway, they were knocking on your door and you open the door and they say, "Hey, I need you to drop everything you're doing and come with me and we're going to go on this really big adventure." What would your first question be? I'm pretty sure my first question would be, okay, could you tell me more about this adventure? And then what if the person said, "No, I really can't tell you much more. You're just going to have to trust me. Come on, leave everything. Let's go." Well, my second question would be, whoa. So you're not going to tell me more. And even if I can kind of believe you and kind of trust you about the fact that it's going to be really cool, I still have a couple of questions before I can just leave, okay? So take a minute, slow down. Here's my next question. When do I get to come back and see my family? And are there going to be any, like, holidays, you know? And what, third question, what do you have worked out for where we're going to sleep? Because I get really cold at night and I really like my favorite pillow and stuff. And well, while I'm thinking about where we're going to sleep, dude, where are we going to eat? Because I get low blood sugar sometimes and I'm really going to need to understand where we're getting our food from. I mean, wouldn't you have those kinds of questions? I know I would. But let's suppose you ask all those questions and the person at the front door standing on your front porch or your front step says, "I'm telling you, I've got it all covered. I can't really answer all your questions because I don't really know for sure where we're going to get food or where we're going to sleep." And well, I mean, sure, you can bring your pillow, but you know, you can't bring a whole lot because we're going to be on foot. Okay. Well, so then my next question is, we're going to be on foot. All right. You know, I'm not real good with being out, you know, in the wilderness, you know, all the time. And are we going to have any kind of roof over our heads? And I mean, aren't there some, you know, wild animals along the way that we're going? And what are your plans for that? I mean, are we going to have people going with us who are trained to deal with that kind of thing? And, you know, we're going to meet people we don't know. And goodness gracious, you know, are we going to have like bodyguards or how is this going to work? Well, let's say you ask all that and the person standing on the front porch shrugs his shoulders and says, "I understand what you're saying, but I'm just telling you, you're just going to have to trust me and go with me." I don't know about y'all, but I'm not sure I could do that. I'm really not. And I have always wondered, what was it that gave people like Simon and Andrew and James and John, those guys who were fishing when Jesus came up and said, "Hey, I'm going to need you to come with me and I'm going to need you to leave pretty soon." And Jesus didn't have a lot of answers to any of their questions. And it wasn't because he maybe couldn't figure the answers out. It was because he needed them to go without the answers. He needed them to trust what was going to happen. That's so hard, but they did it. So how does that apply to us today? We probably aren't going to be asked to leave home, not know where we're going, not know what we're going to eat or how we're going to survive. But we are going to be asked in our hearts, in our Christian hearts, our hearts that follow Jesus, to trust him. It's easy to trust when everything's going really smoothly, right? It's easy to trust when you're having your best day. It's harder to trust when people around you are hurting or sick, or maybe when you're having challenges at school or within your family. or when there's big changes coming up for you of some kind. But Jesus says, in all things, I need you to trust me, and I will provide for you. Let's pray that we have the courage to be that trusting. Dear God, we come to you unsure of a lot of things. Help us to hang all that confusion and uncertainty on your shoulders and walk out the door with you, knowing that you're always there holding our hands. Amen.